Chapter 13, Making It Happen for People with Complex Disabilities.
Every person with learning difficulties, even people with complex needs or multiple disabilities, should live in the community like everyone else. By people with complex needs, we mean people who can't speak, walk, or do anything for themselves. They can also be people who
get angry a lot,
injure themselves,
sometimes attack other people.
The starting point for helping people with complex needs is the same as for anybody with disabilities.
Start with the hopes and dreams of the person.
Look at what they can do rather than what they can't do.
Give top priority to helping people communicate, to get over to other people how they feel, what they like and don't like, and what they want to do.
Support each person to have a say in their choice of lifestyle.
For some men and women with complex needs, these things are happening and their lives have improved a lot. But there are many others who have not yet had these opportunities. Helping a person with complex needs to live like everyone else in the community is not always easy and takes a lot of time. But more and more success stories are proving that it can be done.
Communication.
Many people with severe learning difficulties don't speak or use signs and may even find pictures and photographs difficult. They rely on others to say how they feel and what they want to say. How can we help these people? Other people with learning difficulties can help. For example, people who go to day centres often get to know people who are in the special care unit very well. Managers must give staff enough time to get to know the individual people very well. Symbols and signing should be used more. Make sure that people have sight and hearing tests. Problems with seeing and hearing might be making communication difficult.
Challenging behaviour.
People who have a reputation for hurting themselves or others are often said to be not ready to go into the community. But this is often because services are thinking only about what the person can't do instead of what he or she can do. If we get to know a person really well, we can learn how to help them. This may take a very long time, but in the end, the person's life can change for the better. People with challenging behaviour often don't see their family and have no friends. It is very important to get people in their lives who care about them. Sometimes it can be someone they knew in the past, or it might be long-lost members of their family, or staff from an institution where they used to live.